You're listening to an enhanced music podcast on the Power Music Network.
Truckers are going to kick ass tonight.
The Drive-By Truckers is a lovely Athens five-piece, fronted by three guitarists, all of whom bring their own material to the table, which is slightly different in style. You've got Patterson Hood with a mostly singer-songwriter type style, and then you have Mike Cooley, who's more of an Alabama rocker, and then Jason Isbell, the guitar prodigy of the band, will just bring his own stuff to the table with a wide range of influences. You can tell something from U2, maybe even to some Zeppelin, maybe some Beatles even, with more of the retro tinge. You got the girl on bass holding it down, Isabel's wife, and the nice solid backing of the drums. Been through a lot of lineup changes, but the rock is definitely the pinnacle of what it has been with this band right now, I'd say.
Mike Cooley, I play guitar.
I'm Shauna Tucker, I play bass, the Drive-By Truckers.
I'm Jason Isbell, and I play guitar. You know, I don't necessarily consider myself an ambassador of anything other than rock and roll. I like to represent rock and roll, you know. And most of that came from the South to start with, you know.
We're kind of known for our live shows as, you know, it's somewhere you can go and have a lot of drinks and get loud and do things you probably would not normally do, you know, in your normal, you know, everyday thing. So there are no rules, I guess, and it's kind of a way to let go. And
I thoroughly appreciate what they're doing, and I hope to see a hell of a lot more albums.
I consider myself rock.
It feels like just rock and roll, you know? I mean, it's the way rock and roll should be. You just feel it through your whole body, and you just, I mean, it's the rock show, baby.
Tell you the truth, my favorite song has been a John Henry song. Always been a fan of good old John Henry songs.
Wash the rain, it settled in. We disappeared, today's again. Most of us were staying in, blazing like the sky. Put a foot up, what a fight. To across the line. Whole world smelled like burning tires. The day John Henry died. Costs were high. Yeah.
sing so much about it, and there's so many few bands out there today that don't sing about that, and it's really takes me.
Drive-by truckers is a shit.
It's a nice blend of the South, and I really feel like they've built a mythology that people from the South can relate to.
As a native Southerner, I relate to the lyrics. I really do. I love the lyrics. I relate to them.
What do you think is the best song?
I love the guitar-driven rock. I've always been into guitar-driven rock, you know. But I love the lyrics, too. I really do. They speak to me. They really speak to me.
Yeah, it's just kind of deconstructing the South at the same time that it reveres the South.
I like the Truckers. I got to say the Truckers are probably the most rock band in Athens, Georgia right now.
Yeah, honesty. I think we're honest with the people about what we know and what we write about. I think we write about the things that we are familiar with. And sometimes people mistake that for a purposeful theme on our records or to our live shows or something like that. But pretty much to me it's just coincidence because we're trying not to bullshit anybody. And that means we wind up talking about the South and Alabama and our families and, you know, women and men and alcohol and cigarettes and all that shit. And they think that we're doing it on purpose, but that's really the only thing that we know anything about, you know.
I think some of the most honest lyrics you're going to hear these days, especially the way they talk about the economic conditions in North Alabama and let's break it down. They're raw. Yeah.
Their songwriting blows me away. I think that they have some of the best songwriters of our time. I mean, in between Jason Isbell and Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley, I mean, they can all throw it down.
Mom and dad got divorced. My mama, she was so miserable and so unhappy, she locked herself in her bedroom and she didn't come out for 6 years. In my mama's bedroom, my mama, she had three TV sets like Elvis the King. And on top of each one of them TV sets, my mama, she had two VCRs for recording all them shows she wasn't watching. And for 6 long years, she stayed locked in her room, drinking vodka and milk and reading the National Enquirer and the Sun and the Star and flipping them channels. And then my sister graduated from school and the child support got cut off and my mom, she was forced to go out and get a job. And I know I don't have to tell you, it's a mean, goddamn cruel world out there for a 50-year-old woman without a college education, no prior work experience. Mama, she had to work one shit job after another just to pay the rent. Till finally, fate or something led her to a place called R&D Trucking in Florence, Alabama. And they hired my mama's what they call a truck log auditor. Every Monday morning, she'd come in and audit all them truck drivers' logs, and they've been driving too many miles without sleep or something. Her job was to catch them before the DOT fined them. And there was this one truck driver. His name was Chester. Chester was the biggest, meanest motherfucker at R&D Trucking. And every week my mama, she'd have to call him into her office and bitch him out for some infringement on the rules on his logs. Until finally one day she just went completely off the deep end and started yelling at the top of her lungs at him. And she climbed up on top of her desk so she could have a height advantage on him. At the top of my lungs, she started yelling at him, and she said, Chester, goddamn it, Chester, every week you fuck up your logs when you know I'm gonna catch you, and what gives? But Chester, he just looked my mama right square in the eye, and he said, Jan, it's because I'm in love with you. And I knew the only way I'd ever get to talk to you is to fuck up my love so you'd call me in here and bitch at me. 6 months later to the day, they ran off to a tattoo studio
And he had this tattoo on his hand that said Kim, and he had a change to Jan. And then they eloped to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and they got married at Dollywood. I could never make this shit up. And that happened the summer that I moved to Athens, and I was new in town, and I was broke as shit. I couldn't afford a wedding present, so I wrote my mama this song. It's called 18 Wheels of Love. And the secret to a happy ending is knowing when to roll the credits.
I wish my mom married a trucker. She kind of has a shitty background, so I wish she would marry a trucker, you know?
Make me someone special, you know, whatever.
I totally respect the fact that Patterson got up there and sang songs about his family, and it's so personal, so personable that they'll record albums, you know, about their family and home life. And I just – they're unbelievable. Put on an absolutely incredible show, and it was amazing.
But the thing that attracted me to the Drive-By Truckers to begin with was the fact that they sounded like Neil Young. They had a Neil Young kind of twang to them. So I admired that automatically because it's hard to have that.
I mean, hell, I paid $60 to see Skinner, and they put on the better show than that.
The highlight, being there.
This is my first trucker show. I'm really excited. I've heard a lot of their stuff. I'm really, like, this is going to be the first time for real, so I'm pumped.
I'm not going to lie. I was a death metal concert attender. A buddy of mine introduced me to Drive-By Truckers. They played a Thanksgiving show at the Tabernacle. I'll admit, I'll spend money on death metal shows, but if Drive-By Truckers are in town, I'll go to that.
I wandered over here one night like 3 years ago and watched them play. And yeah, I've been a fan since then.
My name is Nicole, and it's my first Drive-By Truckers show, and I'm having a great time.
Yeah, Roy Taylor. Yeah, I'm a fan. Big time.
Yeah, I'm Lucky Miller, and I'm a fan of the Drive-By Truckers.
Yes, I'm Sarah, and I'm a fan of the Drive-By Truckers.
My name is Travis Klein. I am a fan.
Yeah, my name's Sean Lewis. I go to University of Georgia. I'm a big Truckers fan.
I'm such a huge fan. My name is Nicholas Anderson, and Drive-By Truckers just rock, man.
Yes, my name is Matt Dugan, and I am a big fan.
My name is Lindsay, and I'm a fan.
Marcus Courtney. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm definitely a fan.
Kenneth Miller. I'm a Drive-By Truckers fan.
I'm Kelly Keener. It's my first show.
I'm JR. I'm a fan of the Truckers.
My name is Jason Wilson, and I'm a fan.
I drove 8 hours today from Lexington, Kentucky, to come down here to see them because they are the epitome of Southern rock, and I love it.
Yeah, we're from New Orleans. We actually drove here today. We just got here a little while ago, and this is why we came to see them. And I enjoyed it very much.
My name is Joe Wiggins. I'm from Macon, Georgia. I drove only 2 hours to see these son of bitches, but hell yeah, it's going to make my evening. That's all I got to say about that.
Exactly. Anyway, I read the booklets about how every song's based on a story, whether it be completely true or a little bit exaggerated, but, you know, Dirty South, that's where it's at. I mean, there's so many great stories that come from the South, and I feel like you guys represent that to the fullest. I mean, there's no other band that can do that. So good luck to the rest of everything.
Yeah, yeah. We were playing it. The first time I went to Norway, we were playing some festival, and I showed up alone, which, you know, I should have learned a long time ago, never show up alone. But they still hadn't opened the doors in the foyer to this place, which is packed. And some old, crusty-looking dude grabbed me. And, I mean, really grabbed me. Kissed me right on the mouth. And was speaking Norwegian the whole time. I was too good-looking to do anything else. That's why I do it.
We went to Mexico, and we were on our way back across the border, and we were walking on the wrong side of the street. And I guess that was the reason enough for them to stop us. And so dirt bikes were all swerving in, and they pulled us over and while we were walking. So they made us get up against the fence, and they were going to search us. And Cooley over there happened to be on the end that they were going to search first. And, you know, these guys were pretty short, kind of small fellas, and they were getting a little pissed at us, and they started searching us. And it was back in the days when undergarments were optional for the rock, and we've learned better since. But they got, you know, about just a little ways up over Cooley's knee, and you could see the embarrassment come over the guy's face, and he just threw his hands up and said, let them go, they're okay, let them go. I think he really didn't want to search any of the rest of us, so they let us pass with what we had. I always think about that, because that really cracked me up. But, every night there's something ridiculous. Every night there's something that happens that you don't expect. Most of them we swear to never speak of again, but that one I think we can tell.
I couldn't quit tapping my toe. I mean, it was just a constant thing.
Why didn't you tell me that?
It was before I even met you.
Well, so? You can still tell me that.
All right, well, let's just go on and get on
anyway.
In now. And,
man, I've watched the DVD like the past 3 days straight getting pumped up. So you could say I've seen about 10 shows. It's just been the same one over and over, you know, but I'm ready.
I got one ticket.
A couple years ago, my brother gave me a Trucker CD, and I've been listening to him ever since.
I can't wait to hear the new album. I've heard two tracks, and they sound really great.
I just get drunk and listen to the Dirty South, and if it's the new album's anything like the Dirty South, I'm just gonna have a blast.
We love the fucking Truckers, and yes, we love the new material.
Did you like the new material?
I really, really did. And the acoustic that Jason's playing at the end is very nice. It's very pretty.
This is what I'm thinking about their new stuff, okay? You can find love in minutes, but once you find love, it takes years to understand what it is. Love. So they found love in minutes.
We set out to do this time was, you know, no concept record, no specific theme. And, you know, as usual, certain themes kind of develop. They're there. But, you know, I hope people just consider it a good rock and roll record and don't try to make any more out of it than it is.
I don't know. I think it's good. It's different. It kind of just happened. We didn't make many plans, went in, and a couple of the songs were already ready, but a lot of them weren't. It kind of came about during the studio time. And it's just how we felt and what we were going through at the time. A lot of it.
I think the idea of making a record is supposed to be more than recording sound. I think it should be recording the time that you're in right then in your life. And all of us have been going through things that are very intense. Most of them are good, and some of them aren't necessarily, but you know, we've been doing a lot of things in the last year or two that have been very life-changing for all of us. And I think it's a good record as far as a record of events. You know, I think it captured what was going on with us at that point in time pretty damn well. And if people are interested in the events that took place in our lives or in the way we reacted to them, then I think they'll be interested in the record.
You should be able to buy our records wherever you bought the last record you bought. If you can't find it there, call me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Isbell. Decoration day.
Have a miner roll a stone on his grave. What would he say? He'd say, keeping me down ain't gonna keep you away. It's Decoration Day. I knew the hill boys would put us away. My daddy wasn't afraid. Said we'd fight till the last loss of the last living day. Well, I never knew how it all got started. Problem with Holland before we were born. I don't know the name of the boy we tied down. We built till he just couldn't walk anymore. But I know the caliber in Daddy's chest. I know what Holland Hill drives. The state let him go, but I guess it was best. Cause nobody needs all us Lawsons alive. Said one of the boys would come by, the lumberman's favorite son. Said be here real good, but don't dare let him die. And if you see Holland Hill run, well I said they ain't give us trouble for. We ain't brought down on ourselves. Put a chain on my back and my ear to the floor, and I'll send all the hill boys to hell. I'll send all the hill boys to hell.
thanks again, y'all. Thank you.
Someone that's never heard the Truckers, what do you tell them before they go to their first show ever?
Hold on.
It was like three times better than I expected, and I expected it to be fantastic. So, fantastic cue.
But it was the best DBT concert I've seen.
Truckers put on a great show, blow you away when they come out on stage. Good southern music, hard driving, and blow you away when they play.
And it's nice because the old fans can have just as much fun as the new fans can have.
A lot of energy going on. Like
everyone was singing with it. Like, I've never seen such enthusiasm from fans.
I mean, they definitely bring it on every show. You don't get, like, half-assed shows.
Trucks fucking tore shit up. That was a nasty show. You can't complain about that.
The Truckers did the 40 watt. You can't ask them for more than that.
Athens seems to me like the kind of town where there are a lot of young people trying to do something different from what they're forced into doing. And I think that's really cool anywhere. I think it's cool that there's a lot of people who make decisions and stick by them, even though they may seem like really bad decisions, like I'm going to join a band and, you know, I'm going to make music for a living and not do anything else, or I'm going to wait tables during the day and play with five or six different bands. And I like being in that environment.
I had time for every time I heard my old man say one of these days I wouldn't be like my old man today. Talking about places that he'd been back in his younger days, and he was gonna go back to again one of these days.
I would say keep on smiling, because they fucking smile so much, and that's one of the most amazing things that I like about the band, is when I first heard them, Patterson fucking was smiling the whole time, playing and having fun, and it's just the best vibe.
I think they've done a good job of changing over the years.
Yeah, good bands usually evolve in some way. And
they've, from the, you know, it used to be a lot more ham, almost in a sense, when they did Pizza Deliverance and things like that, and now it seems more, a lot more serious about it, you know.
I came here with my friends, didn't know them very well, and they're like, I'm the only girl without a ticket. We walked up, everyone has a ticket, it's sold out, of course, and Patterson happened to be out there, and all my friends did was say, she needs a ticket. He immediately was like, that's so great, I'd love her to hear it, and that's all it took.
Getting drunk and falling down to a good beat.
Because they're badass Southern rock and roll, and shit, no mistakes about it, they just let it fucking hang.
Don't sell out. You're doing good, what you doing?
Music that makes you proud of where you came from.
What happens if you're not from the South, then?
Well, that's your problem.
The new songs, they're my favorite because they lifted me. The energy that was inside the songs really blasted me to a new level.
We did decide to make different sort of music for this record, but that was just because we were kind of bored with doing what we were doing. You know, that's the boredom, I guess, is kind of the birth of creation as far as we're concerned. You know, if we want to do something different, we will, but I don't know. You kind of go in phases and stages.
Love the Truckers.
It's like medicine. What do you mean? You get in the Trucker show, lights go down, you hear that rumble, you're not necessarily playing anything. It's like wrong with symbols.
It's like you have a sickness and the Truckers are the cure.
Robert Smith and Cooley have found the cure.
Come see us play and buy a record. Tell a friend.
I thoroughly appreciate what they're doing, and I hope to see a hell of a lot more albums.
This promotional podcast has been brought to you by the Power Music Network. Please visit us online and give us your feedback at www.athensrecording.com. And stay tuned for more great episodes in the future.